You're listening to KNKX, and when it comes to company in the kitchen, both 88.5's Dick Stein and our food commentator Nancy Leeson feel strongly that they want to be alone. They tell us why on Food for Thought.
So last fall, we were talking about how we like to have it all hang out in our kitchens, have all the tools and the whole works out there, because we just like it that way. It's more convenient, and we don't care about hiding things away. A few days ago, I got an email from a listener, Karen in Squim, who directed my attention to a New Yorker Annals of Gastronomy column.
It was called The Case Against Open Kitchens by Sadie Stein.
No relation.
And she pointed out in the piece that one of the earliest open kitchen plans were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright for his Willie House in Minneapolis in 1934.
And now it's just the chic thing to do to have everything wide open and you and your friends drinking wine, tossing the vegetables back and forth while the rock music plays. Just so convivial you could just croak. But she's making a pretty good case for having a closed kitchen, which is what you and I think, both grew up with. Our kitchens when we were kids were closed rooms with the doors in them.
Yours might have been. Much of my growing up, we had a kind of a casual dining room and kitchen area everyone would hang out in.
Yeah.
But certainly my grandmother had a tiny little kitchen that was really her domain, and it was completely closed off. It was important for her to have that so she could get away from my grandfather.
Yet another benefit of a closed kitchen. When we first moved into our house over 20 years ago in Tacoma, that was a closed kitchen. It was a separate room and had a door. And then a few years later, we decided we would open that up into what passes for a dining room in our house. So DeGroote got her son, who was a logger, to take that wall down. Let me tell you, there is nothing that will concentrate your mind so wonderfully as watching the nose of a chainsaw come through the wall. It was great. But we like it very much. The thing of it is, even though it's sort of like half an open kitchen, I don't want anyone in there when I'm cooking. I don't want help. I don't want a bunch of people socializing. Can do all that once I'm done with the food. I don't know how you are about that.
My kitchen is really small. It's a real one-butt kitchen. Mac just glares at me when I get anywhere near him. Nate was the same way. Just not enough room in there. And really, I am at my happiest when I'm alone in my kitchen. Even when I have people over, I just want them just stay out. You're really not helping me.
When people say, well, how can I help? DeGroote will run interference for me and head them off. Come on out to the studio. Your kitchen is so small that you have an advantage. There's really not much room in there. But mine is a little larger, and there's a counter. And
put a counter and a couple of stools in there.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Inviting.
Yeah, I asked for it. I brought it on myself. I wonder what most people are thinking these days and how they feel about that. I like to socialize, but not while I'm cooking.
This author of this piece pointed out that open kitchen boom fueled a new market, she said, in status pieces like Michael Graves' Alessi tea kettle or Philippe Stark's juicer. You know, these designer implements, which is funny because I took my beautiful cherry red new artisan KitchenAid and put it in the basement so I have the ugly old white one, which works so much better.
Good for you.
On the counter.
Well, I have a framed B. Kleban cartoon on the wall of a man and his man-sized fly ordering dinner in a fancy restaurant with an unairable caption on it. But, yeah, I don't think I have any designer tool. You know, I got like a GE stove, nothing too fancy in there, but it all works real well.
So, Stein, tell the truth. When you go into someone's house, do you peer into their kitchen and judge?
Yes. Oh, yeah. But of course, after this hits the air, no one will ever invite me to their home again. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I want to be alone in the kitchen.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I like an open kitchen if I'm the only one in it.
Stein.